In 1939, 1940, he decides to make a real splash with an independent production called The Outlaw, about an outsider, an outlaw-like figure who challenges society, associates with beautiful women, and doesn't obey any of society's rules. And after extensive casting research, they decide on very youthful Jack Butel and, of course, Jane Russell.
When Howard Hughes discovers Jane Russell, Howard says that there are only two reasons that men go to see her, and those two are good enough. And so Howard decides to put her in The Outlaw and even gets rid of the original director because there's just not enough cleavage. It's not sexy enough. How do we make this sexier? How do we really showcase Jane's talents?
He ends up turning to his aeronautical engineers to devise an almost futuristic brassiere for her that would use the latest science of aeronautics for uplift and would thrust Jane Russell forward without a lot of material, including various kinds of metal underwiring.
Bras at this time also were mostly a full cup, and the difference with this was is it was pushing her boobs up from underneath, and it was allowing them to expose more of them, so she could lean over Billy the Kid, and everybody could see what she had to offer.
After shooting Jane in all her glory, Hughes runs into a huge problem.
Hughes had completed principal photography on the film, and of course, like all Hollywood films that were going to be distributed nationally, the film had to be presented to the Production Code Administration for approval, and they had dozens of objections to the cleavage shots of Jane Russell.